The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is bringing relief to frontline healthcare workers around the country, but not every facility has equal access. TPR's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports many smaller facilities in rural parts of Texas missed out on the first rounds of distribution, even as their regions struggle with a huge surge in cases.
The constant tones of a pulse oximeter have bled into the daily sonic fabric for healthcare providers across the country. Ellen Caton, a nurse manager in Abilene, explains.
All COVID patients are on continuous pulse oximetry. That's our gauge for their severity of illness for when we move them to a higher level.
The pulse oximeter measures blood oxygen levels, and there are a lot of patients whose readouts aren't great, especially in Abilene. Hendrick Medical Center is the primary hospital for its region of North Texas, which is dealing with a massive surge of COVID-19 cases. Chief Medical Officer Rob Wiley says the intensive care unit has been over capacity for weeks.
So right now we are presently staying over probably 130% capacity every day. And we've been that way for a very long period of time, for over a month.
130% capacity. That means there are more patients requiring intensive care than the number of staffed beds. Hendrick Medical Center and other hospitals across the state have been forced to activate surge capacity.
And so we're being asked to manage patients in the emergency room on floors that typically are not ICU beds, but we've converted to ICU beds. Fortunately, we've had the nursing staff who have been able to take care of it. Because if you don't have the nursing staff, you can't take care of the patients, obviously.
Okay. Here we go. Our vaccines have arrived.
The staff at Hendrick got a bit of relief last week when the first shipment of the Pfizer vaccine arrived.
So, and that is cold. Wow.
The box is topped with a layer of dry ice.
And here is our vaccine.
Oh. About 1,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Even as the hospital is overflowing with patients, the staff members greet the arrival with joy.
Okay, so let's break this.
A pharmacist places the vaccine into an ultra-cold freezer. And that's the downside of the Pfizer vaccine. It requires extremely cold temperatures. Hendrick Medical Center in Abilene has the ability to store it, but many smaller, more rural facilities across the state do not.
We've had a little concern from the rules, like you said, about them not being on the list to get it. Part of the problems is for the Pfizer vaccine, they don't have the capability for the, minus 70 to minus 90 degree freezer temperature.
Danny Updike is one of the people who hears those concerns. He's the executive director of two state-funded networks that help coordinate hospitals from the Big Bend border region of rural West Texas to the Concho Valley, closer to Central Texas. The bigger hospitals in his area, in Midland and San Angelo, have received shipments. But the smaller, critical access hospitals in rural areas are dealing with COVID-19 patients, too.
They've got a problem with some COVID cases with their nurses. And in those places, even one or two nurses that are out is maybe half of their staff on a normal day.
Staff members at those smaller facilities are not thrilled with the order of priorities.
Yeah, I don't want to get too small into the weeds on that, but I think everything is so rapidly changing, especially from day to day with the vaccine and the distribution and what's available, I think most of them do have an understanding as to why they're not in that first round of getting the vaccine. They may not be completely happy with it, but I also do think they understand.
But Updike says there is good news. Some rural facilities expect to receive shipments of the newly authorized Moderna vaccine later this week or next. And some of the larger hospitals have begun sharing doses of the Pfizer vaccine with smaller care centers. Many medical professionals fear that people will consider the gradual rollout of vaccines as a sign to return to normal. But the present situation in Texas hospitals remains dire. In the United States, hospitals often operate near or at capacity. To some members of the public, the current figures, more than 170 intensive care units in Texas at or near capacity, might not seem alarming. But about 17% of all hospital patients in the state have COVID-19, according to federal data.
And what I think a lot of the general public doesn't always realize is that the other patients who are in those ICUs at baseline haven't gone anywhere. We still have car accidents. We still have cancer patients. We still have all the things that were filling our ICUs before.
Dr. Sharmila Disanaka is the chair of surgery at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. She's also the chief of surgery at University Medical Center in Lubbock, where the intensive care unit is over capacity. University Medical Center is the only level one trauma center in a huge region of Northwest Texas, and it's been forced to reject transfers at higher than normal rates.
That was probably one of the hardest things. When our hospital is completely over capacity and I don't have an ICU bed, and if someone is shot in a town just outside here, they can bleed to death if they don't get to me.
The overcapacity situation also takes a toll on quality of care. Healthcare personnel suffer from so-called compassion fatigue, burnout, when they have more patients to take care of than they can handle. Disanaka says many hospital workers find the situation especially frustrating because it's preventable.
Here's the thing. A disease, we understand. People dying from disease, that's what we do all day, every day. It's sad, it's tragic, but that's what we signed up for. We understand that. I think what makes this particularly hard is when we're in this pandemic situation, this overflow situation, this overcapacity situation, because people are refusing to take some fairly simple, easy steps. And I shouldn't say easy. I know they're not easy. But they're a heck of a lot easier than watching someone die in a hospital.
With widespread vaccine distribution on the horizon, she hopes people will continue to exercise caution and help slow the current surge in cases, which has already shattered several records this month alone. Alongside those records, state data shows about 10,000 Texans hospitalized with COVID-19 as the holidays arrive. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Boerne.